USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The trial of former President Donald Trump's New York hush money case, overseen by Judge Juan Merchan, has been postponed from its initial start date of March 25th. That's due to discovery challenges raised by the defense. The judge has decided to delay the trial by 30 days and has set a hearing for March 25th to tackle the discovery issues. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from former President Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case as long as Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House and addressed the Friends of Ireland luncheon hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson.
And, you know, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
During his remarks, Biden condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine and urged the House to pass a comprehensive national security package already approved by the Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris is taking part in discussions on marijuana reform alongside rapper Fat Joe and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear at the White House. The roundtable held Friday included individuals who have been pardoned for marijuana-related convictions aiming to address criminal justice reform. President Biden has proposed federal law changes to ease marijuana regulations and has pardoned thousands of possession convictions. Israel is gearing up for a military operation in Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the IDF is readying for the operation and making preparations for a civilian evacuation. It's believed more than 1 million people are sheltered in Rafah. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Mike Pence will not endorse former President Trump. The ex-vice president stated that Trump does not advocate for the same conservative principles that they championed during their 4-year tenure together. Although Pence didn't disclose his voting preference, he did say that he will not vote for President Biden. The White House is moving to eradicate junk fees for college students and borrowers of student loans. As outlined in the president's 2025 budget proposal, the administration aims to eliminate student loan origination fees, which are a percentage of the loan amount designated as a processing fee. Additionally, the plan seeks to address college banking fees and automatic charges for textbooks. The FAA is launching an investigation into the SpaceX Starship spacecraft launch on Thursday. Contact was lost with the Super Heavy prototype upon re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere, prompting the agency's mishap investigation. Despite signs suggesting the spacecraft disintegrated upon orbit exit, SpaceX officials deemed the third launch a success. Elon Musk states that data from the flight will inform improvements for future launches. The nation's first ever offshore wind turbines are now operational off the coast of New York. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
Governor Kathy Hochul joined others to celebrate the occasion on Thursday.
We flip the switch and turn on the future. The future of power generated by the winds. The winds of change.
They'll deliver electricity to roughly 70,000 New York homes and businesses.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.